The La Crosse County Board of Supervisors approved collective bargaining agreements for its union workers, from the sheriff's deputies to paraprofessionals. Represented workers will not see an increase in pay, and health and dental premiums will not go up either. The union contracts last until the end of the calendar year, superseding any changes that could come from the budget repair bill, which would end most collective bargaining. Although officials say they're not rushing the agreement's approval because of the legislation, one board member disagreed and abstained from voting. The rest of the board approved the resolution. La Crosse County Administrator Steve O'Malley says even people who do not support Governor Walker's plan could see this as a fair compromise.
We think we have a very good working relationship with our employees. We don't agree on everything. Any labor management situation can have differences, but we respect each other, we work together, and want to make the right decisions for the public and try to preserve good quality services at the best cost.
Paula Canecci works for the La Crosse County Jail and is represented. She says having the contract signed now is a relief.
I think it's amazing what they've done for us. In the hard times that are going to be coming up, they've given us the availability to prepare ourselves for what's coming up.
Board members propose discussing options at the next meeting for non-unionized employees who could see changes to their pension contributions. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.